Demonstration of Network Learning by Terry Sinofsky and Charles Rosenberg. Learning corpus taken from Carteret and Jones, Informal Speech, First Grade Transcription. The first recording represents the first 5 minutes of learning with the network starting from zero weights. The second recording gives the performance of the network after 20 passes through a corpus of 500 words. The third recording shows how the network generalizes to fresh text. First recording, de novo learning. Second recording, after 10,000 training words.
You mean I'm like England or something? When we walk home from school, I walk home with two friends and sometimes we can't run home from school now. Because someone got wherever a time she wants to run. She gets the weevils and stuff. And then she can't breathe very well and she gets sick. That's why we can't run. I like to go to my grandmother's house. Well, because she gives us candy. Well, we eat there sometimes. Sometimes we sleep overnight there. Sometimes, when I go to my cousin's, I get to play softballer, play badminton and all that. Then I get to play as doctor. I get to play doctor or boss. Or that. Don't like it or stuff. We've been learning a lot of Spanish words. Our teacher speaks Spanish. Sometimes. So does my father. Well, my father doesn't know very much Spanish. But he doesn't know what gray is in Spanish and it's gris and he doesn't. And he knows what blue is in Spanish and he knows what red is in Spanish. And sometimes I like to go to Mexico, but I've never been there before. Only when I was a little teeny baby, I've been there and I don't even remember it.
In the third recording, the previous network is tested on a new corpus, which is a continuation of the training corpus.
There's just a thing I can't stand in my family. My baby, my stomach knows I can't ever get to sleep for a minute. He won't stop jumping around in the bathtub. In the bathtub? No. In the crib. He keeps jumping around, gets tired when he goes to bed. When he finally gets to sleep, can go to sleep in a bed ever. Not with that in the boss. It would just take 2 minutes to get to sleep. Just about 12 minutes. If you're just home, why don't you get some cotton and pluck it in your ears and then you can't hear him? He might somewhat close it, probably sniffed, try it. Well, what does the baby do? Come on. Get a odd crowd of his creep and then come all on in your bed and pull out your ear plugs. Uns. He keep jumping and then this thing's laid down and then he fell over to the other bed and he starts raining. I could get to bed, so I have to wipe up, put him bit in my crib. In your crib? No, not in my crib. I don't have a crib. You see, put him bit in your crib. I mean in his crib. I don't have a crib. Sometimes I like to go to the, I like to go to my grandmother's. I will like to sleep over at her house every day because she lets me stay up late about 10 o'clock or 12 every. You're lusty. I only get to stay up until 8. And I only get to stay up until 9. I get to stay up until, say about between 10 o'clock and 9:30. And sometimes I get to go to bed at 12:30. Sometimes, but most of the times I don't. On holidays. And you know, like on weekends. On holidays, I get to stay up all night.